Well, yeah, Catherine, of course it is. And again, it's the same thing that this county has seen yet again. I mean, we had four last term and we had three the term before that. And now this is the 15th year, you may say, the third term, and we're down again to three female candidates or three female councillors in Donegal. Of course, it's disappointing, but it's just so hard to get that through to people. I just don't think that they realise it until after the election is run, and then people go, "Oh, it's only three. How did that happen?" I don't know. Sometimes is it just that they're not prominent enough at the beginning or during an election, but then I suppose thinking about it and looking at the strength of some of the women in, say, the Letterkenny area, you know, somebody more higher profile, will say, would be Mary T. Sweeney. You know, and she did not get the results that she wanted, and the results that she, to be fair to her, she worked very, very hard for. So, you know, you have to ask yourself, why is this happening? Is it personalities? Is it the fact that women just don't seem to think of a woman in that position? You know, that sometimes you think that, oh, if you're a councillor, you know, you should know everything about roads and about housing. And I think that they seem to think that it's something to do like an engineering type job. But sure, obviously that's not the case. It's a lot more open and transparent than that. And everybody is taught as they go in and learn what you have to do. And you've got the engineers and you've got the qualified technicians within the local authorities to do all of that and to select what needs to be done. So it's absolutely disappointing. I don't know where we are in that list. I haven't seen the Irish Times article today. But again, it was going to be at the lowest because, as I say, 10 years in and we're back down to three female candidates again or councillors again.
Do you think then that one possible theory is that, and you've touched on it there, that women may not necessarily vote for women then on the ballot paper?
Yeah, I do think so. And I think, you know, going around knocking on doors, which I had knocked on thousands of doors over the last while, and a lot of times, and particularly in places that, you know, where people say didn't really necessarily know you well, you would knock on a door and you would say, you know, how are you? I'm Niamh Kennedy. I'm an independent candidate for the next election. You know, and then when you say to them, you know, I'm the last standing woman in Donegal County Council, they kind of look at you and go, really? But it doesn't actually register. And then they'll go away and they might think about it and they might not. A few people have said, oh, well, my God, we have to keep the woman in, and that's great. And, you know, there's that woman thing there, camaraderie, for sure. But I think that, to be honest, younger women are probably so tied up in their own lives with their own jobs and trying to pay their bills and looking after their children that I just don't think that an election is something that is on their mind. So it's going to be who they would normally vote for or what their family might have voted for. You know, so I just don't think that it occurs to them. It's no reflection. I just don't think it occurs to them at the time. They're probably just too, you know, maybe just used to the status quo. Maybe that's what it is.